Rav Chisda. If Rav Yosi, Rav Huna, as the Tanna Kamma, it says you're allowed to save it. Holds like Rav Chisda, so tomorrow name. For Dilma Bo Kiniflugi, Ma Sava Nitno Likus Ben. Maybe Pshat from the Tanna Kamma is that you're allowed to write and learn from a sefer written b'choloshin. That's why you can save it on Shabbos. O Ma Sava Rav Yosi, Lo Nitno Likus Ben. You're not allowed to learn from these Sfarim on Shabbos. There's no right to Churut Rav Huna from the Tanna Kamma. So Rashi Dumat Rashi Taima Tanna Kamma Shunuk Sava Nitl Likus Ben. Only the Rav Yosi Koik Rav Huna. It's Taka Truth. From Rav Yosi Yavara Yigol Zek Rav Huna. That since it's also to read from and learn from it, Yidavki Nalal Favored by Shabbos, Mil Krav Chizda Loi Koi. Mil Krav Chizda Loi Koi. You have no right to Rav Chizda. Rav Chisda was the Chiddush. He was the one that said that even with the man Yom, you're not allowed to read from the Sfarim and learn from the Sfarim. Still, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. So who's the man Yom that holds like Rav Chisda? So the Gemara, Ela Rav Yosi, Betana the Giftis. The Tana that holds like Rav Chisda, that was the Tana before by Giftis, that said Klaw. Even though the Sfarim were written B'shan L'Shoinis, and it said Klaw that you're not allowed to learn from them, still it said you're allowed to save them on Shabbos. So that's the Raya that holds like Rav Chisda. So the Gemara Tana Rabbonin, Ha Brochois Fi Ha Kmeyin, Afal Pi Sheish Pem Oisir Shal Shem. If you have like a Siddur written down, you have the Brochas like Shmon Esrei and Brochas written down in the Siddur. Or else you have Kmeyin, that's like a piece of parchment that has different also Psukim of Chumish in it. Is Afal Pi Sheish Pem Oisir Shal Shem, even though it has Hashem's name there, or Minyon Ois Har B'Shem B'Torah, it has a lot of different Psukim in the Torah written in this Kmeyin. Still ain't matzilim oisim of neyadleika. You know, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save it from the fire on Shabbos. It is a riot to Rav Huna. Elo nisrofim b'mkoymim. You have to let them be burnt up in its own place. Hein v'yaskir osayim. Even if you have Hashem's name written there, also you have to let it be burnt up. So Rashi habrochis is matbeya brochis. She'tobach chomach goyen yudches ashar brochis. Mamash like Shmon Esra yashar brochis. The matbeya brochis, if you have it written down, or else minyones harbe, trash me parshia shayik suvim ve kimeim suki malachas going komachla going lesirim fakad loylo. You also have these things written down. There's nisrofim bekoimim nafud leke b'shabbos. Why? Because you're not supposed to write these things down. Hey, the brook is blind like Torah Shabbat Pit. So you're not supposed to write it down. It's a chiddush here. The brook is have the din of Torah Shabbat Pit that's not supposed to be written down midin of the Gemara. Avadin now b'sman hazeh that we forget, we're allowed to write it down. But then in the Gemara, you're not supposed to write it down. And therefore, you can't save it on Shabbos from Adleika. Therefore, Mikan Armu, the Gemara says, therefore, the Rabbanan said, Kaisvei Brochus, whoever goes to write down, like you said, the Bizman HaGemara, is Kasarfei Torah, as if you're burning a Sefer Torah. Strashi, Shirelo Yitzilim, Shabbos, because Lu Yitzuri, the fire comes in the house on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save these Brochus, so therefore, you shouldn't write them in the first place. So, the Gemara, Maisa, V'yechod, Shoyu Kaisvei Betzidon. There was a ma'aseh with somebody living in the place Sidon that was writing down brachas, even though he's not supposed to. He was writing it down. Bo vadiyos Reb Yishmael. They went to be modiyah Reb Yishmael. So after they told Reb Yishmael, for holach Reb Yishmael leboitkoi. Reb Yishmael himself went to see if the ma'aseh was emes. Went to see if this person was really writing the brachas. Kishoya Oyla Besulim, where Rabbi Shmuel was going up the ladder to visit this person, his Hirgish boy, the person saw that Rabbi Shmuel was coming to him, he figured that he found out what he was doing. It is not out too much of brochas. He took a whole pile, pack of these pages full of brochas, Veshokon, Besefel Shemain, and he put it into a jug of water. He's like, to mavatl it, to make it like it's not there anymore. Zotig Moro, Voloshin Azer Omel Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel told him like this Loshin. Godol Oinosh Ha'achroin Min Harishin. It's bigger the Avera, the second Avera you did by taking this kiss, this ksavim of the brochas and putting it into water, dissolving the ksav, like being Moichik, Hashem's name, being Moichik the brochas. That was a bigger Avera than the first thing you did by writing them. But the kids, you meant tell them both things are also. You're not supposed to write the brochas. It's Medina the Gemara. Medina the Gemara, it's on the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not supposed to be written. We have a head in. Kumis means kavutza kontrasis. So it's a pack, a pile full of these letters, full of. So tomorrow. Boy menei resh gulusa mirabba. Resh gulusa yes kashala fin rabba. Ba rafuna. Hoyuksuvim besam uvesikra. He had a sefer that was written, Rashi learns, Hoyuksuvim, Torah of Neviim Uksuvim. Either Torah of Neviim Uksuvim.
were written the psalm that's with like red ink, or the sikra, a different type of red ink, or the kumis, or the kankantim, and Beloshen HaKodesh. Right? So svarim were written Beloshen HaKodesh, just it was missing, it wasn't written with black ink. Black ink is a mile to Dovra HaMiskayim, that's the way Metchili is supposed to write the Sefer Torah. This Torah of Ibn Ksuvim wasn't written with black ink, but otherwise it was written Beloshen HaKodesh. So yes, Kemeshayla Matzilu Noisim Afnei Hadleika, Oy Ein Matzilin, are you allowed to save such svarim on Shabbos from a fire, or you're not allowed to save them? What's the shaila in the Gemara? About this written Lashon HaKodesh, the churah should be mutter. What was the shaila? So the Gemara, Tiboyi Lamandiyam Matzilin, Tiboyi Lamandiyam Ein Matzilin. We have a shaila Zayi according to Rav Huna, Zayi according to Rav Chizda. Even though Svarim that are written B'chol Lashon, that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, still there's a Mandiyam that says you're allowed to save them, but maybe here it's different. What's the shaila? Why is it different here? Tiboyi Lamandiyam Ein Matzilin. Even according to the man the Yom before, that you're not allowed to save this svarim since you can't read it on Shabbos, or read it even in the middle of weekday. It was written B'chol Lashon. Therefore, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. So, Tani Mili, when do we aser it? Hecha diksivi targum, u b'chol Lashon. Only when it was written either in Targum or else in different Lashonis. Abul Hocha, but here we're talking about the Torah of Yom Ksuvim, diksivi b'Lashon HaKodesh. It was written in Lashon HaKodesh. Memela Matzilut, Memela Avadi, according to everybody, you should be allowed to save it on Shabbos from a dleika, from the fire. Oy Dilma, or the other side is maybe no. Afilu Lamandiyama Matzilut, even according to Mandiyama, that you're allowed to save this swarm that you can't read. Still, you can save it from a fire on Shabbos, it was safe as written. B'chol Oshen, Hani Mili, when is that said? Heicha Diksivi B'Joy. Only when our koponim, it was written with black ink. Dimekayim. It has a special mile that's Mekayim. Even though it's written B'chol Lashon, for something that's written in black ink, since that's Mekayim, that has a Chshibis. But that will let you save on Shabbos. Avol Hocho, but here this Torah of Yom Ksuvim. Kivon Delay Mekayim, since it was written not in black ink, so it's not going to be Mekayim so long, maybe before here it has a Chsor, and then you can't save it on Shabbos. Exactly what the svar is, I don't know, but since it's not miskayim, it doesn't have such a kedusha that you don't have to worry about saving it from the fire. And the Gemara or Malehi answered him back, "Ein matzilin, ein echanami. You take an hour to save this type of a sefer, even though it's written b'loshon hakodesh. But since it wasn't written with black ink, it's not miskayim. You can't save it on Shabbos." For the Gemara, "V'horam hamnuna toni matzilin." But Rav Hamnuna learned clear, you are allowed to save these svarim on Shabbos from a dleika. Or Malay, so he answered back, Tanya, Enechanami, if you tell me Ranun learned like that, I'm also be Mekabalit. My Tanya, where did he say, where did we learn that it was Mutta? Omar Rabbi Ashi, Kidatanya, like we learned. Ain, a Gemara in Megillah. Ain, Bain, Svarim la Megillah. There's no difference between a Svarim, that means a Sefer Torah, and a Megillah. Elisha Svarim, Nichtovim Becholoshin. A Sefer Torah means Torah Nevi'im. Ksuvim could be written B'choloshin, like this man Diyomo. Over Megillah, Mashenkin, and Megillah is Davka, Chetei Ksuvah Ashuris. Not only Loshon HaKodesh, but Davka, Loshon Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris, that's the way we write our Sefer Torah now. Allah Sefer Asbiya, and a Sefer Poshim means on parchment. Over Joy, and that's the Davka be with black ink. So Mashmah here, what needs a Tanai Davka black ink? Only a Megillah. A Megillah has a Davka be on black ink. Mashmah though, the Stam Sefer Torah is allowed to be written even Bishar Tiyoy. So once it's allowed to be written that way, Avad that has Kedusha, you're allowed to learn from it, and Huadin, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Yeah. Trashi, Midik Tami Megillah B'Joy. Uktoni Dumen Advorm Shabin Svarm Lamegila, Ishma Mina Shah Svarm Nichtovim Besam of the Sikra. See, other Svarm, you are allowed to write with other colors. Labdavka black ink. So the more Boyim Menei Rav Huna Bar Cholim. Bar Cholim is the name of a person, Rashi Shei Modem. Mirav Nachman. He has to shalaf in Nachman. Sefer Torah Shein Boy Lulkoit. Shmoina Bechomish Oisios. If you have a Sefer Torah that doesn't have even 85 Oisios left. No, the Sefer Torah was Boloi. Got destroyed, got nimchak, and you don't even have 85 oisius left. Kugoin pashas vayibin soyhoron. It's where do you find the number of 85 oisius? So that's the smallest sefer there is. That's the sefer of vayibin soyhoron. We'll soon see. That's considered a sefer by itself. And in the pasha of vayibin soyhoron, there are 85 oisius. So kol zamanis sefer Torah has 85 oisius, still has kedusha sefer Torah. Now we're clearing that it has less than 85 oisius. What about on Shabbos, Matzilun Oysum Fnei Hadleiko, Oyein Matzilun? Are you allowed to save such a Sefer Torah? That robe of the Sefer was Nimcha, got destroyed, and you have Oysias left, less than 85 Oysias. Are you allowed to save this on Shabbos or not? So Drashi, Peye Oysias, Zeh Shir L'Sefer Torah Shenimcha. This is the Shir that Mitchili had a good Sefer Torah. Now a robe of it got erased. Oy Bolaros got the Blatel, or Bolar got Fafoil. That if it still has 85 Oysias, the Sefer still has Kedusha. Where do you get this number of 85? That's a going Pashas of Ibn Soyorin. Shu Sefer Liatmas called the Sefer by itself, Kulakamon. For Yeshba Peyo Oysias, it has 85 Oysias. Luka Zadrashi, Shinisheras Khan, Teva, the Mokamacha Teva, you have a Teva here and a Teva there. Is Mao Latsun, are you allowed to save such a Sefer that has less than 85 Oysias? It doesn't have a real Kedusha Sefer Torah, but what about to save it from Adlekim on Shabbos? There's an Inyan to be matlet from a Bizoyim, and after all the right, like we said before, that Stam letting the Sefer be burnt on Shabbos is the Bizoyim, or any time for Sefer to be burnt is the Bizoyim. The only covet for a Sefer that was bully is to be Nignas, to be buried. So yes, Ashala, can you save such a Sefer on Shabbos? Not, or Melei. Why don't you clear the shayla? If you have a piece of parchment that just has the pasha of Ahib and Soy Horan on it, and Hecha de Chosser race, you have this pasha, and Mamish one ice is missing from it. So you only have 84 ices. Why don't you clear the shayla Hegufa on the pasha of Ahib and Soy Horan? If one ice is missing and all you have on a cloth is just this pasha, can you save it from the lake or not? So the Gemara, Pashas Vahibin Soya Loy Kimiboili. On that I won't have any Shaila. Why not? The Chivon Dispay Askora, since it has the Hashem's name, is Afagav, the less space Shemayne Vachamish Oisiyas Matilun. Even though it doesn't have 85 Oisiyas, still Avadi could save it on Shabbos. If you doubt it has Hashem's name, you'll be allowed to save Hashem's name from the Dleika. So Drashti Tiboiloch Pashas Vahibin Soya and Gufa, She Nichtavo Lavada, that was written by itself, Vichasero Oismal Atilo. You have this parchment that has the pasha of Ibn Soyharun, and it's missing one ice. Can you save it on Shabbos from that lake or not? Zokte, that's pshit, you could save it. Why? Because you have Hashem's name. Kiko mi boiloi, when do we clear our shiloh? Sefer Torah, Shein boi luka, the Sefer Torah that doesn't have 85 oisiyas. And who adin that doesn't have Hashem's name? Can you save it or not? Sadrashi Shane Bagde Lukot of Oise Likot, and the words you do have there, at Molekas Koras, in case where there's no Hashem's name. So in such a Sefer, are you allowed to save it on Shabbos and not Menad Leike? That's the Shaila. Omolei, he answered back, Enechnami, ain't Matilin, you're not allowed to save such a Sefer. Since it doesn't have 85 Oisiyas, it doesn't have any Kedusha to it, doesn't have Kedusha of a Sefer Terim, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. Eisvei, Avakasha. Targum Shekosvo Mikra. The Targum that was written to Mikra. That means in the Torah Gufa, there's some words that are targum, like Rashi says, Yigar Sadusa. And if you wrote that in Ivrit, it's a Shal in Mikra, Shal of Yoitzim. Who are the Meshabinavim? Could go in Kadno, Termalohin, in Yimio, Shekosvo Mikra, that instead of writing the targum, Loshin, you wrote it in Mikra. Hinami are targum, Shebes, with Kosvo Mikra. Or else, O Mikra, Shekosvo Targum, a regular posik in the Chumash, instead of having written the way it's supposed to, you wrote it in targum. Or else, the Kosvo Ivris, instead of writing Loshin Ashuris, you wrote the Ksav Ivris. So Trashta means Oisiyas Gedolus, and the big Oisiyas. We ain't Doimus the Ksav Ashurus. It's not Doima to Aval Ksav, the way we write a Sefer Torah. Alpha P. Shek Suvim Beloshin HaKodesh, even though it's written Beloshin HaKodesh, El Shekos of Oisiyas Meshunis. The Oisiyas are a little bit different. Yiz Alocha Ma'atzilim Mifnei Hadleika. Such a Sefer, you're allowed to save Mifnei Hadleika. We ain't Tzorach Loimun Avad and Avad the Targum Sheb Ezra, Avad the Targum that's supposed to be in Ezra, you're allowed to save that. V'sheb Daniel, v'sheb Torah. So the Gemara Targum Sheba Torah Maninu, where's the Psukim of Targum in the Torah? Is Yigar Sadusa? Is Luchur, it says you're allowed to say Pushta means this Targum alone. If you only have a piece of a parchment that has just the word Yigar Sadusa, is Mashm allowed to save it on Shabbos? The Yamfagad less Peshmoin of Chomish Oisis, even though it doesn't have 85 Oisis. So Mashm Klua, any Ksav you have from Psukim of the Chumash on the Ksav, you're allowed to save it from Shabbos. Here you only have Yigar Sadusa. That was written the way it was supposed to be written. Yes, I'll call upon him here at Smashma. If you just have Yigar Sadusa, you are allowed to save it on Shabbos. Shabshit, if you have a Sefer Torah with a lot of ICIs, just less than 85 that you could save it. And the Gemara name, Kitanya Hi Lahashlim. Here we're talking about Lahashlim. So The drasha, that means Imhoya Bakhti Lukait. We're talking about Avada, you have already come out 84 Isis. For Targim Zumashlimoi. And now you're missing one or two more Isis. So these words, you got to do, says Mashlim the Sefer Torah, to give it 85 Isis. In the star, Umatilim Bishwilai. Mele you mitzarf and save it. But Avada has to have 85 Isis. Just the guy you seduce, not the pshat is by itself. So you have the Sefer Torah that has already 84, 83 Isis. You're missing a few more. These words can be Mashlim. So the Gemara Boilihu, Hani Shmoinim B'Chomish Oisius, these 85 Oisius, Nuchunosois, that have to be mamish together one next to another, I'm a Fuzarus, they could even be spread out, there doesn't have to be in one place in the Sefer Torah. You have a big Sefer Torah, it was like blotted out, certain Oisius here, there, there, Avi, all together, you have 85, it's enough, that's the Shiloh. Rav Funi Rama Mechunosis. No, the 85 have to be together, one after another. Rav Chizda Rama Afilma Fuzarus, even if they're spread out, they don't have to be together. For the Gemara Meisvei, Sefer Torah, Shabbola, if you have a Sefer Torah that was rotten away, Shabbola, Im Yesh Poi Lilkoit Shemoyne Bechomish Oisius. If you could pick Lilkoit, Pasha means pick out of the Sefer all over, 85 Oisius, Kagoin, Pasha's Vahibin Soy Horon, the amount of a Pasha Vahibin Soy Horon is Matilin. Vim Lavain Matilin, is the Chura Tiosu the Ravuna, is a Kasha Ravuna, because here it says a Lashon of Lilkoit, Lilkoit Mashmi could collect it from all over. So Rashi Tiyutz of Rafuna, the Midik Tani Lukoid, Mechladim of Zorastin, Mashma, all these oises are spread out all over, and Avi together, you have 85 oises, it's enough. Mashma don't have to be together. And the Gemara, Tir Gemara Rav Chizda, Liba de Rafuna, Betevois. Now Liba de Rafuna is also Mashma. If you have a whole word, then words, you could put together a word here, a word there, a word here. It's only when you only want to use oises that doesn't have a whole word, then you have to have them Mechunosim one after another. So Rashi Betevois. That we say you could collect, then it's kosher. The mashma fuzarus that spread out, loy lukat ois v'yois levar, doesn't mean you could collect one ois all over. Ela lukai teva shleim, it means you have to find the whole word. Teva kan v'teva kan, a word here and a word there. Ad pehei oisius. Then you add up how many oisius in each word, and if you add 85 altogether, then it's kosher. Then you could save it on Shabbos. The chima fagina b'oisius m'fuzarus. When do I say, though, that you don't need mechunosim, and not spread out? It's only if you don't have words. You only have an ois here, an ois there. You can't put the two together. It's only then at the mechunosim. Ve'enechnami, if you have words, then you can put a few words, a word here, a word there, and hear them up. Habdi, you have 85 ois, yes, ve'enechnami, then you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. But if you don't have 85 ois, yes, on Shabbos, ve'enechnami, then the din will be, ain't metzilin. Taka, not allowed to save it on Shabbos. Tana Rabbon. Vayihi bin Soyorun, Vayoime Moshe, Pashezu, Osalo, Kodesh Borchu Simonis, Kodesh Borchu made Simonim, Zai before and Zai after this Pasha, is Milmalo Lomato, before the Pasha and after the Pasha, the Nun is turned upside down, Loi Matatela Shane Zemekoimai. Now this is not the Mokum where this Pasha belongs. Shrashi Shane Zemekoimai, Shane Ruilakan, it doesn't belong in this place. The Lab, the Halichas, Masoyis Mishtoy, it's not talking about the halachas of how they traveled. Liyamunel, but the Golem, it should have been put in the Pasha of the Golem. The Pasha is by Midbar Sinai. Now, why was it put in a different place? Oh, that we'll see much some next time. The Gemara later talks about what's doing in this place, why it shouldn't be there. You have holding Daf Kuf Tezayin, just the last Gemara on Kuf Tezov on my base, last Kabbalah Gemara. Tana Rabbonin, Vayi bin Soya Horon, Vayemeh Moshe. This parashim by Midbar Yud, so the Gemara parashim zu, Osalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simonius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a simon before and after this parashim, Melmalo Lomato, on top and on bottom of it. What's the simon? The Torah, the Nun, is hopeful if turned upside down. So the Gemara Loima, why did Hashem